Hey guys, I hope you really enjoyed that last one. I actually like sharing these with you and I like recording it. I just have to get myself in the right state. So before doing this, I have a cup of coffee, I relax, and I'm in one of those moods where I just want to talk. And that's part of my behavioral flexibility, okay? Now today I'm going to share with you the five principles of success. Five principles of success. What you need to know. Well, firstly, you need to know what you want. What is it you want? Why you want it? And perhaps more importantly, what's the purpose in wanting it? Now, you want to make sure this is ecological, right? Because we make things ecological. The 12th presupposition of NLP. It's got to be good for you and the people around you, yeah? Now, we have this thing inside of us called the reticular activation system. Now, when we know what we want, and when it's really clear, our subconscious starts looking for it and starts creating it. That's where that law of attraction and that stuff kind of came from. When we're very clear for what we want, our reticular activation system starts to find it. That's why one of the first things I do with all my clients, or even potential clients, is I get them to tell me, or preferably write out, what it is they actually want. It's amazing how many people get results from me just by one session where we clarify what they want. Simple. Now, if you don't know what you want, well, that's an exercise all in itself. But we do know what we want. For that, it may just be a matter of finding out some of your values. Okay, that's another exercise. So, number two of this action. Take the action to start working towards that outcome. Nothing is going to happen unless you do something else. The results you get, whatever they are, they're going to be something. So you got to take the action, right? Simple. Now, the third part is to notice what happens when you take that action, yeah? Now, you have eyes, ears, nose, taste, feelings. Yeah, you got the five senses, right? Now, you might not need to use your sense of smell, but use your senses and see what happens, yeah? Now, the reason I say that is because you may see something, yeah, but you may hear something different, or you may feel something different. So you know what you want, you're taking steps towards it, and then you get this feeling in your gut. Notice that feeling. Tune in on that feeling. What's it telling you? What's it showing you? Are you getting a gut feeling that's good? Or are you getting a gut feeling that's bad? Look a bit deeper. Is that gut feeling just fear? That's not a reason to stop, because perhaps it's a fear of failing. So maybe you can keep going. But you need to notice what happens. Use your senses. After you take action, notice what happens. If it's working, great. If it's working, something positive. Then comes the next one, number four, be flexible. So when something positive happens, or when you feel that you're getting positive response, keep doing it. Keep doing it, yeah? Keep going. Yeah? Or when you notice the fear, be flexible. Do I need to stop? Or do I need to conquer my fears? Yeah? Now, if what you've been doing isn't working, then go back and do something else. If you think your action is causing something and what you're noticing isn't good, then go back to action again and do something else. Because we're flexible and we have resources. Okay? If you don't know what else to do, who do you know that does? Who else has been through this before? Who else could you model? Who else might know the answers? Well, hey, do you need to see Adrian? Because he has the resources to pull it out from deep inside of you so you can do it. Be flexible. Now, lastly, work from a psychology and a physiology of excellence. You don't want to be doing it half-hearted unless it's a half-hearted task. You can walk the dog with a bleeding heart, but you can't cure a person or work deeply with someone for bleeding heart. So you've got to be able to work from a psychology and physiology of excellence when you're working. okay, when you're working. Now, at times I've been down, and despite getting great results as a coach, there's times when I've actually stepped out of the coaching arena, stepped out due to things in my life, and I've had to go and speak with someone or be counseled, yeah? At those times, I chose not to be coached. I chose to be counseled, and I saw a friend he's a qualified counselor, and with him, I let out my emotions, got counseled. A month later, I was back with my coach, running full speed ahead, charging at my goals, smashing through, having great victories, doing great work. Now, when I was working with my coach, I was working from the psychology and physiology of excellence. When I was working with the counselor, I wasn't really in that state. I was going through hell at the time. But you know, your mind and body are one system. And at that time, I knew for me, it was time to have a break, have a breather, and work through my problems with a counselor. And actually, at the time, I was kind of doing a good job. I was still actually working from a very good state because I was able to look after myself well. Okay. Now, to really get amazing results, you got to be working from that excellent state. Yeah. I may have told you before, I have some juggling balls. So when I can't work, when I hit a barrier and I can't solve the problem, I'll stop. I'll change. I'll do something else. I might go do the washing. Yeah, I might go do some push-ups, or I might grab my juggling balls and start juggling. When I start juggling, I get back to that state of excellence. And when I'm in that state of excellence, my back's straight, my breathing's deep, I'm ready to go 100%. Okay, now thank you very much. I hope you have a smashing day. Go get 'em.